For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. This week, we are conducting interviews with our local superstars in the FFA as they are attending the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tyler Peters is joining us. Tyler, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day. And boy, oh boy, it really seems like it's a busy time out there this week.
Yes, it's a very busy time out here. Last night, we went to the Old Dominion concert. They were absolutely amazing. And we've been having a blast out here. It's a lot of fun.
You know, Tyler, talk about your chapter a bit. How long have you been involved?
I've been involved in FFA since eighth grade. It's been a lot of fun. I've done breakfast on the farm multiple times with our chapter. This is my first trip out to National FFA, and I've also been down to the state convention before.
So why get involved in the FFA? Why did you ever get involved?
So I had some cousins that were in FFA, and they told me what it was about, what we do in FFA, and I said, hey, that sounds like a good time. So I figured I'd join FFA and see what it was all about, and I've loved it ever since.
Now, did you have siblings or family members or anybody involved previously at all?
I'm the oldest of my family, so I didn't have any siblings, but I have a few cousins that were involved in the FFA, and they were the ones who got me into it.
Mm-hmm. What aspects of FFA are you involved in? Have you done any competitions or anything like that?
So I did the conduct of chapter meetings my eighth grade year. We went to state with that competition. The past couple of years, I've kind of laid back a little bit. I've had been very busy with a couple other groups, but I've still been an active member helping with our service projects. And then this year, I am on the Fish and Wildlife team.
All righty. And talk about your school. Are there any activities you do at the school at all?
Yeah, so I am a trap shooter for Sock Center, also an archer. I'm on the Sock Center robotics team, and I also play baseball.
So besides that, I'm not sure you sleep at all, do you?
We get a little bit of sleep. I work on a farm out in Sock Center, too, so you throw all that in together and makes for a pretty busy life.
You know, last year was my first year attending the National Convention, and I tried to explain to people the electricity, the excitement, the positivity. I mean, you really get a feeling of that, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. We had our first opening session yesterday afternoon, and the energy in the room was crazy. Everybody was on their feet. Everyone was cheering. It was unbelievable. You can't even explain it to anybody how loud it gets in that building.
So what does your daily agenda look like? Are you guys attending workshops or seminars, or what you doing?
Yep. So this morning we had to be at the big Indiana Convention Center at about 10 o'clock. We had our first session from 10:30 to 11:30, and then right now, we're in a big shopping mall. This takes up about half of this convention center, and it's absolutely huge. So we get free time till about 2 o'clock today. Around 2, we have session number 2. That's with our national officers and everybody who's attending. And we'll have that till about 5-ish tonight. Then after that, we are attending a rodeo tonight.
Hey, sounds like a lot of fun over there at the National FFA Convention. What are your future goals, Tyler? Are they ag-related, or what do you see down the road for yourself?
Yeah, I'd love to get into the ag field. Hopefully go to Ridgewater down in Wilmer for Precision Ag. Go to college down there and hopefully find a job out near Sock Center. Stay close to home.
Hey, that sounds great. Tyler Peters joining us here on Chasm Radio. Tyler, I appreciate the phone call. You have yourself a great week, and thanks again, all right? Tyler Peters at the Sock Center FFA chapter joining us from Indianapolis at the National FFA Convention.